Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring TeenWorks, an organization that prepares teens for college through summer employment, professional development, and mentorship. TeenWorks helps students achieve excellence in college, career, and community.
My name is Kate Potter, and I am an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer, and I do program evaluation for TeenWorks.
My name is Brania Turner, and I was a site mentor during TeenWorks this past summer, and during TeenWorks 360, I will be a mentor.
TeenWorks always, I think, comes back to giving teens a tool to make the best out of their current situations. Especially in our Indianapolis program, a lot of times these kids are facing really hard battles, and this is obviously true of Muncie also. And so for them to be able to come to work every day where they are getting paid, they're being productive on a team, and then moving on to those soft skills or professional development in the afternoon, and seeing that they can accomplish all of these things when they put the work into it. I really think that TeenWorks is about teaching that work ethic and showing them what they're capable of.
Since I was a mentor, my role was essentially making sure they were making positive decisions about situations they were going through, any issues they were facing during work. I would talk to them about that.
As a volunteer, I do a lot more office work, and so a lot of my duties come in the form of brainstorming ways that we can evaluate these kids and see how exactly TeenWorks affects them overall. So at the beginning of the summer, they didn't know this, and at the end of the summer, they do. And then we also use that information that I gather and apply it to writing grants and formulating our program manuals so that we are able to replicate it from year to year, always improving.
I personally found TeenWorks to be extremely beneficial for myself as well. I want to stay engaged because I have a care for the children. I'm compassionate about them. They make the job worthwhile. To see someone from week one who is either shy or doesn't have the best attitude develop into a leader or have a positive attitude, become a better leader by the end of the time, it makes it all worthwhile.
The best experience that I have is when we were evaluating all of our pre and post testing and doing the measurements of that, we found that across all skill areas, 90% of our students showed improvement. To see that TeenWorks was actually making that difference, to have that quantified, was incredibly rewarding.
Around the end of TeenWorks, the students were expected to give a presentation. One group that I worked with was not collaborating on what they were going to present. They all seemed defeated. By the end of that group actually won the entire presentation. So to see them start from feeling defeated to being victorious out of all the groups, that was like the greatest thing for me because I was right there with them struggling and trying to figure out, okay, how can you guys make this work without trying to tell them, you guys need to do this?
You'll hear more about TeenWorks all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.